What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. A couple notes right off the top of an audio nature. First of all, if you have listened to these episodes so far, if you've made it to this point in the show, I know my audio has not been top-notch or far from perfect. I'm just getting started, obviously, in the audio production. So thank you for listening thus far. And please hold out a little while longer. I have a nice brand new mic on the way. And the audio is sure to improve. Don't you worry. Just keep listening and keep bearing with me. I also happen to have some construction work being done outside the studio today. So if you're picking up any of that, I am very sorry. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. We are rocking another Daily Digest episode for you today. These updates are from last week, in most cases, I believe, maybe a little over last week. In some cases, but not really. So not really a daily update, but these were too important to not talk about or too mind-blowing to not talk about, in my opinion, on a show, especially on a show that involves AI. So I'm still thinking of the best way to tie this one back to marketing specifically, but I think I'll get there before the end of the episode. Don't worry. So first update for you, and you probably saw some of these on your socials if you're in the same socials or following the same, or at least have similar social following habits regarding AI and tech that I do. The first story I wanted to touch on was from a New York Times article on July 4th, which told about a hacker stealing OpenAI data and secrets, which obviously raises a great deal of concerns about foreign entities stealing those data and secrets via AI, and rightfully so. A hacker stole information from apparently the internal messaging systems of OpenAI. I'm not sure if they're using Microsoft Teams or some way fancier tool to do their internal chat within OpenAI, but whatever internal messaging system they had was hacked. And apparently that hacker stole some specific design concepts for the AI models used at OpenAI. And this was made even more dramatic by the fact that they did not really report this information publicly way back when it happened. And for quite some time. And they didn't think it was of much concern for law enforcement agencies like the FBI or any sort of national security concerns. And apparently even the person who ended up speaking up to the OpenAI board about needing to do more in this space was fired from the company under some pretty shady circumstances. I'll definitely link to the article. It's a New York Times article, so I believe it is going to be behind a paywall. So I'm sorry about that, but I will include the link, of course, in the show notes. But really, this kind of raises the important fact that these new AI tools present an entirely new security risk. And that's something that I know I haven't really considered as a daily user, and it hasn't been in the forefront of my mind as these tools have become available to me. And I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people. But a lot of the foreseen danger or a lot of the concern and threat comes from these tools, their ability to spread disinformation and harmful information. Which we've definitely, of course, seen exacerbated in the age of the internet and the social media age. And of course, that doesn't even get into the fact or the idea that AI might one day be very much incorporated with our national security apparatus or our military industrial complex or our well-being or health care industry. Who knows how far we'll integrate AI into our society. Okay. And another article here on July 6th was about an incident that actually happened back in June 19th, where a Phoenix police officer apparently pulled over an autonomous vehicle, a self-driving vehicle from the autonomous vehicle company Waymo, which we've talked about in recent episodes on our podcast. So a little topical. And apparently it is the former Google self-driving company and is still affiliated with Google. It's still a child company of the Alphabet Inc. According to the article here, the car was apparently confused by construction signs is what caused the incident. And then you can see the car being pulled over in some police officer body cam footage. Apparently the car rolls down its window and immediately connects the police officer to customer service at Waymo. So not the worst logic or reasoning, I guess, by the car after the fact that it was driving incorrectly. I know some drivers who have certainly driven the wrong way on a one-way or have been confused by construction maybe signs. So apparently the car was driving the wrong way on the street. And going further into the article here, it actually gets a little more interesting. Apparently after the police officer turned his lights on the vehicle, that's when the car ran a red light. Maybe it got a little flustered or something, had a little panic reaction, which, I mean, if anyone has ever been pulled over for speeding or something, don't we all basically panic a little bit? I know I do. when I see the lights flashing, and I'm sure I'm not alone. So, hey, I almost feel bad for this vehicle right now. And we can only joke about it because fortunately nobody was hurt. There was nobody in the vehicle. There was no damage done, apparently, according to the incident report and according to the article here. The Waymo spokesperson named Chris Benelli responded and told The Verge, which is the publisher of this article. I will, again, definitely link it in the show notes. The vehicle, quote unquote, encountered inconsistent construction signage and it was blocked from navigating back into its correct lane. So he's definitely speaking up in defense of the car in the general situation. I can't say I'd expect any less from a representative from the company, saying that it stayed in the wrong lane for a very short time and the entire incident was over in about a minute. Apparently, Waymo also told Fox 10 Phoenix that its cars are, quote, 3.5 times more likely to avoid a crash than a human being and 2.3 times less likely to end up in a police reported crash, unquote. So, you know, definitely some people getting a little defensive in the Waymo household. And the last thing I wanted to update you on in our daily digest today is the one that I was most mind blown by and the one that I still think I'm going to be able to tie back to marketing at the end of the episode, as crazy and futuristic and sci-fi as it may be or sound. This is a story also updated on the 4th about, and I'll read the headline here. This is from New Scientist. Mind reading AI recreates what you're looking at with amazing accuracy. So essentially what these researchers have done from Radboud University, sorry if I mispronounced that, in the Netherlands is it mapped human brain function using fMRIs. And these fMRIs are mapping the brain function as a series of images are being shown to the human test subject. And then these results of these are used to train AI models on where to direct their attention or where to give their attention when taking an image input, essentially how to build its vision based on what our brain is seeing. And apparently similar mapping was done on a macaque monkey with an actual implant. Now, the article says the implant was implanted for different reasons, not for this particular AI experiment. So I guess they were just taking advantage or piggybacking on someone else's implant work. And they even mentioned that should not in any way be considered a reason for surgical implants in animals. And I have to say, I agree. So what they have here is an image array, basically three rows of images. The top row is the original image that the AI is being asked to reconstruct based on this brain mapping. The second row is the images that have been reconstructed by the AI algorithm based on the brain recordings from the monkey. And the third row is the same attempt at regeneration without the attention mechanism, as they call it in the article here, of the brain mapping. So it looks like there is some general direction being applied to the prompt along with this data that's being pulled from brain mapping. As far as how they recreate the particular image, saying here's what we want recreated and then adding the attention mechanism or if you will, or the data or the ability. And then these recreations get significantly better. You can see in the third row without the attention mechanism is basically just color and shape similar to that of the original image, where with the attention mechanism, they're much closer than the third row and pretty darn close and almost indecipherable. So it is definitely an intriguing result, to say the least. And it's pretty darn close to this mind-reading AI clickbait headline that we have here at New Scientist, which brings me to my crazy futuristic sci-fi marketing connection, where someday through maybe it's an implant or just frequency zapped into our brains, streaming content or our entertainment may be projected right into our eyeballs or right into our vision, or right into our brain, because apparently AI is not so far away from knowing just where to stimulate our brain to show us what it wants us to see. So it sounds delightful. And if our entertainment is going to be blasted into our brains directly, so will our advertising and marketing. So be prepared to make sure your ad formats are ready for brain implantation, people, if you want to be on the cusp of what's next in marketing. Okay, so that does it for our Daily Digest episode today. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.